Joyfully Lutheran, Chapter 7. The Seventh Commandment, You Shall Not Steal. What does this mean? We should fear and love God so that we do not take our neighbor's money or possessions or get them in any dishonest way, but help him to improve and protect his possessions and income. As sorrowful, yet always rejoicing, as poor, yet making many rich, as having nothing, yet possessing everything. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 10. So that we do not take our neighbor's money or possessions or get them in any dishonest way. What and who shall be my God? It is the strangest of joy-robbing distortions that the very things, money and possessions, that God Almighty showers on the just and unjust, Matthew 5:45, are made into idols, false gods, by us miserable children of men. Sin and our flesh deceive us into worshiping and serving the creature rather than the Creator, who is blessed forever, as Romans chapter 1:25 says. Contentment is elusive no matter how much money one possesses. To whom or what do I look for contentment, security, and joy? God's inerrant word is abundantly clear. Do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy, and where thieves break in and steal, but lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroys, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. The eye is the lamp of the body, so if your eye is healthy, your whole body will be full of light. But if your eye is bad, your whole body will be full of darkness. If then the light in you is darkness, how great is the darkness? No one can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and money. Matthew chapter 6, verses 19 to 24. If mammon is my God, my treasure, my heart will never be satisfied. If mammon is my God, I will be eyeing the wealth of others and seeking in a sinful way to lay hold of what is not mine. If mammon is my God, then Christ the Lord cannot be my God. Luther quipped that mammon makes a poor God indeed. It has to be protected, locked up in a chest, and worried about constantly. The very thing my misguided heart puts its hope and trust in shall render me in the end hopeless, disillusioned, and joyless. If money is my God, the greatest theft is from God himself. For then I'll be convinced that my possessions are my doing and at my disposal alone, rather than God's gracious gifts to be used for his glory, the extension of the gospel, and the well-being of my neighbor. But help him to improve and protect his possessions and income. The Catechism states the negative, that we are not to take our neighbor's money and possessions. And then the positive, that we are instead to help him to improve and protect his possessions and income. The book of Hebrews states, keep your life free from love of money and be content with what you have, for he has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Chapter 13, verse 5. St. Paul teaches a great deal about money and its use, particularly in the context of his great collection for the poor in Jerusalem, 2 Corinthians chapters 8 and 9. He wrote, whoever sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and whoever sows bountifully will reap bountifully. In God's marvelous economy, generosity is richly rewarded. God loves a cheerful giver, and God is able to make all grace abound to you, so that having all sufficiency in all things at all times, you may abound in every good work. How can my love of money and possessions be broken? How can I become generous such that I deeply desire to help my neighbor improve and protect his possessions and income? Only Jesus. Only Jesus kept this commandment perfectly. Foxes have holes and birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head, Matthew chapter 8, verse 20. Jesus and his disciples kept a cache of money. That money was kept to care for the needs of Jesus and the apostolic band, and to provide for the needy, John chapter 12, verse 5. It was the subject of Judas' greed. He succumbed to the god of mammon. Only Jesus not only fulfilled the righteous demands of the seventh commandment, but also spent himself for a wretch like me, who has so miserably transgressed it in thought, word, and deed. For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sake he became poor, so that you by his poverty might become rich. 2 Corinthians 8:9. This is St. Paul's strong Christological argument, even more so, the strongest gospel motivation for Christians not to be controlled by lust for money and possessions, and moreover, to be generous to others. Why am I joyfully Lutheran? I am joyfully Lutheran because I know full well that despite my constant propensity to value money and possessions more than God himself, Jesus kept the seventh commandment perfectly and in my place. Jesus is my God. My heart shall not be ruled by greed. I am free to use money and possessions in service to Christ and my neighbor. We pray. O blessed Jesus, you so clearly instruct us that you alone are our God and Savior, our joy and consolation in this life and the next. You tell us, do not be anxious about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, nor about your body, seeking first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. The psalm is a millionfold true of you. He has pity on the weak and the needy, and saves the lives of the needy. O most holy and benevolent Christ, what do I have that has not been a gift from you? I thank you for this body and life. I thank you for the will to work. I thank you for the showered blessings upon me, all undeserved. I thank you for my employment. I thank you for my friends and others who have cared for me at their own expense. I thank you for every penny you have brought to me, that all my needs be more than fulfilled. I thank you for the need of my neighbor, body and soul, that I have every opportunity to provide for him. O just judge and righteous God, I confess my theft. I confess my greed. I confess my insatiable desire for things. I confess my jealousy over my neighbor's wealth. I confess my thankfulness for your manifold thanklessness, for your manifold and endless blessings. I thank you for the promise that as I am generous, you shall provide all I need and even more. O gracious Savior, forgive my many sins against this commandment. Give me a clean and renewed conscience. Cause me to recognize your blessings with joy. Give me a generous heart after your own. Cause me to be a great blessing to others, even as I help and aid them for the well-being of body and soul. When I see injury done to my neighbor, grant me the courage to interfere and prevent it. O Lord, may my joy be found only in you. May my joy in giving abound. And finally, all that I may serve you, may I, with a joyful conscience, enjoy 100 times more than I could scrape together with unfaithfulness and wrong. I plead it only for your sake. Amen.